This episode of ELR is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Go to audible.com/extralifesff and get your free audiobook download. Ah, we finally made it to E3 after all these years. Pretty awesome, eh?
Meh.
I say let's go find some booth babes.
Pervert. Besides, I don't really have those anymore.
What? No way.
Way. The gaming world is changing, dude. They don't need that sort of thing to get people in here anymore.
Yes, they do.
Stop it. Enjoy this for what it is, a chance to see all the new cool games and stuff.
Hey, think Ron Jeremy is around here somewhere?
Wrong convention, dude.
Rats.
I used to make games.
Ew. Carney.
Shh, be nice. Who are you exactly?
Name's Romero. John Romero.
Johnny McWhat-What?
Dude, this is the John Romero, co-creator of such legendary games as Doom, Quake, and... Well, Doom and Quake.
Hold.
Oh, shut up. This is a real pleasure, Mr. Romero. I'm a big fan.
Really? Do you have any money you can give me? Like a job and stuff?
Well, no, not really, but I'm sure there's lots of jobs for a guy like...
Well, no one respects my incredible contributions to the gaming world. No one appreciates the work of a true genius. You can bite my chode, John Carmack, you ungrateful pile of chicken dip.
Dude, I think he might be pissed.
Mr. Romero, please come with us.
What? No, please. I'll do anything. I'll make cell phone games.
You already did that once, Mr. Romero. Now, just come along.
No!
Cuckoo.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Well, that's about enough of that for one day. Go find a buffet.
All right. Where you want to go?
Ooh, let's go to the Crazy Horse Saloon. I hear they fry bacon in the nude.
Will our heroes ever make it to the Nintendo booth? Will Brian get food poisoning from the taco bar? Do we smell hints of a daikatana too? Stay tuned for more next week when we answer these and more questions on this Retarded Joe.
This is Extra Life Radio.
This episode of ELR is sponsored by GoDaddy.com, YouBuyNow.com, and typefrag.com, and the incredibly generous contributions of homeftw.com and Robert Macy. This episode is for you too. Welcome back to Extra Life Radio. That is ELR for those who don't like whole words. Welcome back to the show. This is Extra Life number 189 for Sunday, July 13th, 2008. Yes, we are only 4 days from my crappy birthday. Anyway, not looking forward to that, but am looking forward to talking to you fine folks right here tonight. On ELR, let's introduce the regulars. Brian joins us from MissionDeep.com and Comics Coast to Coast. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Hey, everybody.
It's good
to hear Scott's made it almost another birthday. That's great.
Yeah, I'm going to ding another level. And it sucks.
Sweet.
Sucks.
Sucks for sure.
Also joining us is Obsidian. He writes the fine webcomic, Commission Comic, which you can find at CommissionComic.com. It is not only the longest URL in the history of the world, second only to the Chinese are the Japanese of the future.com, but it's also a great webcomic, so check it out. Welcome back to the show.
Have you reached in birthdays that level where you can't level up anymore? I mean, is your birthday like beyond what is programmed?
No, the current cap is 72 in the U.S., and I'm nowhere near that. I'm nowhere. I don't even have my land mount. I don't even have my ground mount yet. But Brian does.
Okay, well.
Nice.
Yes, very nice. All right, well, welcome back.
Nice.
We know has limited time tonight because he has to finish how many pairs of shoes?
21 total. I'm still missing 18.
So are you and the other elves in any kind of like union, or is Santa Claus just kicking your A's? I mean, how does that work? Is it slave labor? He doesn't have to insure you guys because you live in Colombia. How does that work?
Well, Santa Claus normally pays us with sexual favors. So,
ew.
So you basically get to poke the big guy and
dude. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Well, you started.
Happy Christmas. All right, that's a long ways away. We don't need to talk about that. Let's talk about this instead. Before we jump into the general content of the show, as you've all come to expect and love and hate in a few cases, just a reminder that this weekend is the Nerdtacular.
Is it here already?
Dark Knight Edition, yes. It's coming next Saturday morning, and everyone's already got tickets, and it's all good. I don't know why I'm really talking about it here, because if you want tickets, you're already
too late. So, Scott, I must ask, in the name of Brian and myself, you know, those of us unfortunate enough to not make it to the Nerdtacular.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a podcast that weekend?
Yes, there will be a podcast that weekend, and it will be a nice little, somewhat will sum up the event itself, and then you guys will feel again bad that you didn't come. But I'm going to record a lot of people and insert that into the show, and it's going to be...
Oh, yeah, that's going to make us feel great.
It should, right?
Wonderful. So
that's what I figure. But anyway, they are... everyone is excited. I'm pretty excited. We've got food all lined up. We've got 237 seats available. We got that awesome movie that, by all reports, seems to be getting nothing but glowing reviews so far.
My favorite opinion on the movie is that the movie is too intelligent for its own good. I love that.
Too intelligent for its own good. What does that mean?
Nice.
It sounds nice. Don't be afraid of the word intelligent, Scott. It's
it's not the part
word.
That bothers
I know it's a long word. I know it's long, and you probably can't spell it. But
yeah. But we are going to film the proceedings, like the giveaway, prize giveaway stuff at the beginning.
Oh, so you're going to pirate the movie?
No, I ain't doing that. I'm not bootlegging it. I will not do it. I refuse. But I will film before and after. And then we got a really big, cool thing going on afterwards. So it's all good. I'm totally excited about this year's Nerdtacular. It's going to be huge. And just so people know, it's like double what it was last year. It's like going to be crazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Double. Easily double. So a little more than double, actually. It was only 100 people last year. So
wow. This is getting huge.
It's getting bigger and bigger. The thing is, you know, you can only fit so many people in a theater. So I got to think about future stuff. Oh, by the way, a local news station may be there to... Why they care, I don't know, but they may be there to sort of document this sort of nerd gathering.
Yeah, yeah.
Which could
look
be
at them.
Look at them all.
Look at all of them.
We see the wild nerd as he eats his freaking burrito. We will not go near him with the Jeep. He is endangered. Yeah. It'd be like a little nature show. Anyway, so look forward to that. I am pumped beyond belief. And I know there are a lot of people in the chat room, 200 of you, by the way. Not all 200 are coming, but there are a lot of you who are in there. And so welcome to... our own personal hell. All right.
Is Christian Bale going to be there?
Christian Bale will not be there, other
than...
Then
the event sucks. It sucks.
Yeah. Anyway, the reviews are awesome, dude. Oh, I can't wait. That movie's going to rule. It's going to rule.
I can't wait.
All right, back...
I'm going on Saturday, so the good thing is that when you talk about the movie on Sunday, I'm not going to be completely lost.
That'd be
probably
great.
Brian is going to be the only person that hasn't seen it.
Brian.
And I'm going to be very happy
about
it.
I'm going to go see it.
You better.
No, Brian, come on. Give me this. No, come on.
All right,
this.
I'll wait. I'll wait.
Let him have this one.
I'll wait.
Please let O see a movie before us just once. That would be great. How nice of us to do that for him. Okay. Well, let's move on. Speaking of movies, this is a weird year. This is a year so far of pretty much unanimous love from at least the fanboy contingent. Toward comic book movies. There have been a few, and none of them have sucked. That is unusual for any year, any given year. So what do we have here? We have Iron Man. Great movie. Good time.
Yep.
Everyone loved it. Great.
Awesome.
Hulk. The Incredible Hulk, in fact.
Even better.
Saw it twice, by the way. Did I tell you guys I saw it again? Nick begged me to see it. I saw it with some friends at work. So he's like, oh, please, Dad. I want to see Hulk.
But did you see Iron Man twice?
I want to see him wear halves of cars on his hands like mittens.
What? That's right.
Do what? Did I what?
Did you see
Iron Man twice?
Iron Man
twice? No, I didn't see Iron Man twice, which is funny.
Then I guess the Hulk was twice as good.
No, I saw Iron Man once because everybody I wanted to see it with, I saw it with. But in this case, I wanted to see it with my little boy. So he said, all right, or Dad, come on, let's go. And I said, okay. So we went to see
it. But wait a minute. Isn't the Hulk like – is that a movie appropriate for children? Because I believe that Hulk is very – I mean, he's wearing very little clothing.
Oh, it's totally appropriate. Totally appropriate. In fact,
totally appropriate.
Yeah, it's like Dad.
So did you watch the movie with your kid and explain to him what a wiener is?
Yeah, and he said, Dad,
you didn't have to. How? You know, when the Hulk grows really big, some parts don't grow.
Ah, dude.
So
is his package?
He doesn't grow all together.
It's all those steroids.
Yeah. Pretty good impression of the Hulk there, Brian. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very guttural and interesting.
That's what they used to call him in high school.
Oh, and so that's everyone knows. Guttural. So I enjoyed the heck out of it the second time. In fact, I liked it a little bit more than I liked it the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised. I liked it a lot more the second time. But it got me kind of hankering for more Hulkishness. So I go home, and I thought, all right, you guys, let's fire up Hulu and let's watch some old episodes of The Incredible Hulk from the 70s.
Yeah.
That show is really bad.
Oh, come on.
It's bad. I mean, I loved it as a kid. Don't get me wrong. And I have a lot of nostalgia for it. And I'll still watch it, but it's bad.
What do you think about the cinematography? Because I was kind of watching some previews from it, and I was thinking, man, the cinematography on this was really good.
If you mean the excessive use of slow motion, then yes, I agree with you. There's a lot of it.
Well, but I believe that in television history, the best use of slow motion goes to the million dollar. No, how much money was he? Yeah,
Bionic Man.
Yeah.
He was only worth $6 million. That guy would be worth billions today.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was definitely anyway. the best use of slow motion because it also always went with sound.
Exactly.
And the sound, yeah, that sound was just so awesome. I as a kid, I always wanted to have that sound go along with me whenever I did something, you know, a feat of strength.
I would like for next week's show to have a top 10 list of the top 10 best uses of slow motion in television history. That would be fun.
There we go. That would be fun.
Oh, great. I'll take that challenge.
Go for it. And we've already mentioned two of them. Because the Incredible Hulk, here's what I think they used slow motion for in that TV show. It was to simulate size and massiveness. It's like, oh no, he's coming around the corner and he's running real fast. I mean, honestly, I don't think there's a single, in fact, I know it, and everything I saw, we saw maybe four or five episodes, there wasn't a single episode where the Hulk was filmed not in slow motion. It was always in slow motion.
Well, I'm thinking that in our top 10, we definitely need to have Baywatch breasts. Because Baywatch breasts bouncing up and down in slow motion, that has got to be one of the best uses of slow motion.
Of slow motion in the history of the world, yeah. So put that on your list, too. We may as well just do the list now. But yeah, it was bad. That movie's bad. And there's a certain portion...
You know, now that I think of it, I've never actually seen porn in slow motion.
TV. Dude.
But no, it would make a lot of sense, though. I mean... but maybe you would start to see a lot of things moving.
Maybe for some people.
Bah, 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 bah. Dude, gross. Okay, look, here's the thing. There is a transition they used over and over and over where Lou Ferrigno would just kind of wander around and look all tired. And then he would sit on the steps and then his face would kind of pulsate green for a second. And then it would slowly transform back. Well, what they did is they'd show that and then they would show his face head on with a black background, and they would reuse this little loop all the time, and it would be Lou Ferrigno's face kind of just sitting there, and then it would fade uncomfortably, like in a single shot, almost cut dry like that, to this weird in-between face where it was like this strange, I don't even think it was either one of those actors. It was like some third guy with the hair looked terrible. It was like all over the freaking place, and it would just pulsate for a couple times, and then it would pulsate into Bill Bixby there, and he could be David Banner again. So it was terrible. It was bad.
Well, that kind of reminds me of The Fall Guy. You guys saw The Fall Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Well,
that I firmly believe that they had only one car for the whole series, and they wrecked it in the first filming. So you would always get to see basically the same car jump. Yeah. Over and over again, all through the series.
Yeah, that's stupid. I hate when they do that, actually. And that's how it bugs me, because that's how all the old Indian, like the weird Indian movies you get on YouTube and stuff, that's what they're doing. They're reusing footage all the time. And I'm thinking, the reason they're doing this, I think they learned it from us. They watched all our 70s and 80s TV, and they thought, well, we'll just reuse that. I mean, why not? It's like old school animation where they use the same background over and over and stuff.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Speaking of people using stuff over and over again, you guys always watch the Power Rangers, right?
Yeah. Pink Ranger.
That was nothing but old scenes from some freaking show in Japan and just overcut with stuff from us, right?
Yeah. The Pink Ranger.
But, but you know how the Power Rangers were made, of course.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to get in this transition to talk about the guy that was on the Power Rangers just tried to cut off his winky.
What? What? Hold on a minute. Stop the freaking presses.
Isn't that the Red Ranger that became a gay porn star?
What?
I don't know.
Hold on, you guys are blowing my mind. Back up.
I am not. I'm totally serious here. The guy that was the Red Ranger supposedly became a gay porn star.
Wait.
It makes perfect sense.
Wasn't the Red Ranger kind of the leader dude? He was the one in charge?
I don't think. I suppose that looked good on his porn resume. I don't know.
All I know is that I'm on like CNN the other day, and it says, ex-Power Ranger tries to cut off penis. And I was like, what?
Why?
How depressing can it be that for the rest of your life, you're known as an ex-Power Ranger?
Or any of that you said. I don't think any of that's good. So hold on. While you're talking, we're going to find stuff about this Red Ranger and what he's all about.
Okay, this kind of gets me thinking.
About what?
What kind of TV jobs must it be awful for you to get known for the rest of your life as? You know, like ex-Teletubby, married.
All right, which one? Can you guys tell me which one he is? Because there's Tommy Oliver. He was in early episodes of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I don't think me and O are talking about the same person.
Well,
no, I'm talking about the first... like the very first Power Rangers series, the one that was a success in the U.S., the Red Ranger, he eventually became a gay porn star.
Oh. Are you kidding me? Okay.
Well, that's what I heard.
All right. Hold on.
I'm being totally honest. It's true in terms that this is what I heard. I mean, we're not making it up.
The Pink
Ranger.
Now,
if it is an urban myth, that's very different.
The Pink Ranger is in a new film called Flashpoint. She plays somebody named Jules Callahan. No, that's actually her name. No, it's not. Her name is Amy Jo Johnson. She was in Wildfire. She was in Fatal Trust, and she was in What About Brian?
Wait a minute. So she's never been in a movie that doesn't sound like it's porn.
That's true, and it's probably all that straight-to-video crap that's basically that anyway.
Wildfire. Well, yeah, that definitely sounds
good for her, dude. But I'm just saying, Red Ranger. Okay, here we go. Red Ranger. There is no...
Red Ranger, gay porn star.
Okay, Austin. Was it Austin St. John? No.
How should I know?
It's bugging me that we have this accusation about one of the Red Rangers, and I can't find any information.
It's not an accusation, Scott. You see, unlike you, I'm okay with it. I mean, if he wants to be a gay porn star, that's his life. That's his path. That's what he's got to do. I mean, more power to you. You know, chase that rainbow.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Just so everyone is aware of this fact, the Pink Ranger is my age.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
She's like crazy old.
She's my age.
She's like crazy old.
Well, dude, in 93, she was also my age, which was crazy young. We were like early 20s then.
Wasn't she supposed to be like a gymnast?
She looks like one, and I have no idea, and who cares? But the point is, somebody cut off their wiener. I have no idea what you guys are. You making this crap up.
No, I'm not making it up. I honestly heard that, I read somewhere that the guy had become a gay porn star.
All right.
We're talking about two different rangers here,
I believe.
Which Power Ranger are you talking about? I'm talking about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Are you talking about Power Rangers?
No. We're talking about Power Rangers, but we're talking about two different characters or two different actors.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about maybe the Green Ranger.
I'm just telling you what CNN said Friday, but I think it was debunked that he wasn't actually a ranger. He had starred on, he had been in one of the episodes or something. And I guess they must have did a quick Internet Movie Database and saw that he was in there and was on the Rangers at one point in time.
What in the hell are we talking about? We're talking about the rain for some Power Ranger. God, dude, I cannot believe this is our topic.
Well, now you know. I mean, if someday you're feeling, you know, I never make the news, nobody cares about me, just try to cut off your wiener and you'll make the news.
Dude, the Pink Ranger.
Well, he was
still
in jail.
Cute.
This Ranger was in jail for trying to kill somebody, for killing somebody.
This guy was in jail for killing.
No, that's it. You're going to jail, buddy. Can't do that.
My argument would be like, it's mine. You know, I'll cut it off if I want to.
All right.
Who called? Told on me. Who do you think?
All right,
Mr. Winky.
No more Power Rangers. I've forgotten how much I hate them.
We the people.
All right, screw that. All right, Brian, can we talk?
Actually, I used to like Power Rangers. I still do.
You do not. You don't.
No,
you can't.
Really, I do. Okay. Okay, look, Power Rangers has so much going for it. First of all, it's funny. I mean, you get a guaranteed laugh watching it.
All right.
You always do.
Okay.
Second, let me make this clear. I don't like it anymore ever since it became a computer-generated thing. Before, when it was just a bunch of guys fighting in cardboard boxes, I used to love it because it was just so resourceful and so clever.
Yeah.
And third, they had some pretty decent fight choreographies, a lot of acrobatics and stuff like that. And fourth, guaranteed, in every single Power Rangers, you got to see a babe.
Okay.
Think about it. You got a bunch of guys
in the future
running around, fighting in cardboard boxes, having awesome fights with babes. I mean, this was a good series.
I don't remember the babes. You mean the Pink Ranger and like the girl, other girl Ranger, Green
One,
or whatever?
No, you see, what you don't seem to know.
I don't remember
is...
the cardboard boxes.
I mean, those robots were real.
Oh, gosh.
No, after the Power Rangers that you probably knew, there's a bunch of other Power Rangers series, Power Rangers Galaxy Squadron, Power Rangers Time, whatever. I mean, there's a bunch of Power Rangers, and each and every time they would have at least two babes in the group, and they were good-looking, hot babes.
Well,
and
they got to see them fight and kick ass. They got the Dino one, and they got ten of these things, these stupid freaking things.
And what is hotter to a, 12, 13-year-old, 11, 10-year-old, I don't even remember, than a hot babe kicking ass?
25-year-old Obsidian.
No, I think I was 50 by the time Power Rangers came out. That's
all right, I'm moving on from that dumb topic because Power Rangers suck, and we all know it. We all know it.
Yeah.
All right,
man, we just wait till like 10 minutes or 20 minutes of the show, and we had no plans to talk about Power Rangers.
At all.
That was
I'm blaming you. Brian, I'm blaming you. You're the one that, did y'all hear on CNN about the wiener that got cut off?
I cannot lie. Lying is not part of my personality. When we were going to start the podcast, I have to admit to people, Scott told me, I want to talk about gay porn today. Please try and make it to the show.
Try to slip that in so it's nonchalant and... nobody knows it's coming, and it didn't happen. All right, enough of that. Let's move on. Let's talk about Brian saw a movie.
I saw a movie.
Well, let's play this. Let's do one of these.
How were the graphics?
How were the graphics?
I've done one of those in a while. How were the graphics, Brian? Tell us about Hellboy 2, the big...
Army of Darkness.
The big shiny metal
army. The Golden Army.
The Golden Army
is another movie.
Yeah. How was
it? Right.
Good, bad, middle?
Okay, let's give it an overall rating of pretty darn good.
Oh, really?
Not perfect, but it was pretty darn good, and I would not say, however, that it was good as the first one, in my opinion. Now,
did it have a big gelatinous CGI monster to fight?
Yeah, it actually did not. It actually looked like like Jim Henson had went wild on the set of Hellboy 2. And
Jim Henson gone wild.
Yeah, exactly, with the Creature Shop stuff, because it was like full of this Creature Shop-looking special effects, which are really good. And I almost hate to even compare Hellboy 1 and Hellboy 2, because the movies are almost so different that it's almost hard to say, this one was better or that one was better, because they're totally different.
Well, in fact, rather than looking at it that way, so if we look at this year's comic book movie releases, so we got Iron Man, you got the Hulk, which I got totally off track on, and then we got
Hellboy. Don't worry, Don't worry, I'm not going to give any spoilers.
Yeah, this is a spoiler-free review, people. We're not spoilers. We're not hosing you over. I haven't seen it yet, and I don't want to know either, so I'm going. But, so, of those, like, is it consistent with the other two in terms that they are good adaptations and you feel like that this was a smart movie to make?
I think this is a movie that needed to be made.
really? Like, it was crying to be made? Crying out?
It was
well, you know, they do have bills to pay. They needed to make the movie.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. So, I think it was, like, I almost feel like you could have one without the other. It's almost, you don't need the first one to be able to watch the second one. And actually, don't do like I did. I actually went and watched Hellboy 1 almost like about 30 minutes before we went and saw Hellboy 2. And it was almost jarring.
Was my
point. Yeah, it was almost jarring, though, because it was kind of like, even though they picked up as far as where the characters were in their lives on the second one, it just didn't feel like, it didn't feel very continuous. It didn't feel like it like carried over.
Really?
If that makes sense.
Really? That's interesting because I would have thought you'd go in thinking, man, I'm tired of Hellboy. I can't believe I watched 4 hours of this just now.
Yeah.
But so, okay, no, I need to confirm a couple
of. Cut.
Oh, you did watch the director's cut. What's the difference?
I watched the director's cut on the first one. I thought
you meant they'd like theatrically release somebody's director's cut.
No.
That would be cool.
No.
That one had a little girl from World War II in it and a bug and a guy with eyes on his hands. Okay,
yeah,
look.
The only thing, and I just saw this in the chat room, and he's right. The thing I didn't really care for at the beginning of Hellboy is kind of they went back through his childhood a little bit, and that was kind of lame. But it really let them explore Del Toro's style as far as telling these fairy tales.
Yeah,
within that part of the movie,
I think that was
very good.
Can you tell me? I got a couple questions for you. These are very mindless trivia things that aren't really a spoiler.
Yeah.
Did David Hyde Pierce voice Abe Sapien or no?
David Hyde Pierce, yes,
he did the first one.
No, he did not do the second.
He
one.
He did not do the second one.
It was very distracting, actually, because I didn't watch the first one and it was. You know, I hadn't gotten to the point that I was used to that, and then I went to the second one. I'm like, it's not the same voice.
Okay, that's my first question. Second question is, does Selma Blair still look like she's got heroin in her system currently while she's being filmed?
She always looks like that. It doesn't matter what she's in, but I think she looks a lot better in this one. She has like this bobbed hair thing. And
she's better in shape, right? She looks like she's working out and stuff.
Yeah. And so, and she didn't have the bags in her eyes as bad. And
really, because that's good. Because the last ones, you could put a zipper in them and keep your change in there. Oh, I got a penny. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. But if you haven't seen it, I think you should. I don't think you'll be disappointed. I mean, there are parts of the movie that you kind of go, oh, why? And then, but the other parts of me are like, yeah, this is great. And my wife, she watched Hellboy 1 with me. The first time she had watched it was yesterday. And then she went with it to the theater when we watched Hellboy 2. And she liked Hellboy 2 better because she said it was more of a love story.
Now, is Jeffrey Tambor in it again?
Who is that?
The guy from Arrested Development, the dad that's in prison.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew that name.
He doesn't fit for me. I never did. I don't like him in
really?
Those movies. Yeah, he doesn't fit.
He did a little better job in this one, I think.
All right. I just can't take him seriously. It's just hard for me to
do.
It's
my
own problem. Really, I'm not saying everyone should feel this way. I'm just saying my own problem is I can't. Jeffrey Tambor doesn't work for me in this particular thing. I loved him in Arrested Development. Okay. Then last question.
Shoot.
I've forgotten it. What was it?
What did you eat during the movie?
I actually just took a water.
A stranger's popcorn.
Wait a minute.
A stranger's popcorn, exactly.
You saw a movie and passed it with water?
I've done that.
I did it with water, because I get...
That's almost sinful.
We took a whole box of cereal in once.
Last time I went, I got so sick because I ate so much popcorn and drink. I mean, we got one of those huge butt cherry cokes and got the popcorn.
Wait a minute. You got a huge butt cherry coke?
That's awesome.
That's right.
I like that.
Huge butt cherry coke. It's like, I don't know, like 2 liter or something in a cup.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you get like, then we got some Reese Pieces or something, I believe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, after that movie, I was miserable. And I said, I am not doing that.
Yeah. Plus,
next
it's
time
expensive. It's like $50 just to buy all that crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a joke. Okay. True. So I remember my last question. Is John Hurt in the movie again? The guy that played the father in the first one, the old dude.
Yeah. That's why I was. No,
I know.
He can't be in, this one because he's dead.
Yeah, but
he?
It says he's in the credits.
He's in it.
Oh, he
he's
is in it.
All
right.
This is the very beginning.
He might be in a flashback.
Yeah, just the very beginning when they're telling the, you know, the childhood story of Hellboy. And yeah, I didn't really care for that part of it. That part was kind of weak.
I know that people are going to think I'm way late to the game when I say this, and it's kind of embarrassing, but I, for the longest time, did not know that that was the same guy that was in Alien who had the alien first pop out of his chest. That, ladies and gentlemen, is John Hurt. I did not know that for a long time.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, then you're as bad as me.
You know, I'm just going to have to check that tonight.
Please do. It is him.
And I will have you know that if it's not him, I'm going to give you a hard time over it.
Well, let me give you some, a little proof here.
Yeah, so you're taking a big risk.
No risk. Right here, Alien 1979, he played Kane. And Kane was the guy that came back after having a face hugger. They're all like, oh, you look okay now. Yeah, I feel pretty good. I'm really hungry. Okay, come in here and eat some stuff.
You know what's really awesome about 1979?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's pretty much the most glorious year for disco. And
okay.
Second, it's the year I was born.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, and you were, I mean...
I
you should
10.
Remember, you were probably like 60.
I was 10. I was 10. 10 years old. I was a 10-year-old kid. And I didn't see Alien then because it would have freaked me out completely. But
I don't think you would have been allowed to see it anyway.
No, I don't. I believe I was not allowed to see it.
I saw The Exorcist when I was 5.
Oh, really?
Well, that explains a lot.
It was a whole scarring thing.
I didn't know Ian Holm was in there. Bilbo Baggins was in that.
Bilbo Baggins.
I don't remember that. Anyway. Okay, well, that's enough of that. Oh, so Brian, so let's say, do you think this is consistent with the quality of movies we're seeing this year, and how do you think this and all these movies previous to Batman are going to stack up? How memorable is Hellboy 2?
Interesting. I think Hellboy 2 will not be nearly as memorable as this Batman coming up. I think it was a good movie. I don't know if it will stick with me for very long, and I don't know if they really have need for a Hellboy 3.
Really?
Yeah.
They could do it though. Aren't they kind of basing these on the graphic novels a little bit? Is my recollection
from what I'm understanding?
Well,
yeah.
Well, he's working with the author, so
yeah.
Yeah.
Those two are making out, dude, in his trailer. They love each other.
Well, my question about Batman, I mean, now that you mention it, is actually a reader for my comic, he asked me this week, his name, he calls himself Luca Stefan. I call out his name because I suppose he wants credit for his question. He asked me if I thought or if I believed that Heath Ledger's death had anything to do with the current success and hype over Batman.
No.
And I said I don't think that it makes it a better movie.
No.
But I do think that a great deal of the hype has to do with it.
I
think people are a lot more enthusiastic about it because of it.
I think everyday fans
well,
like
maybe
us,
not us. Yeah, maybe not
think,
us.
Fans like us, I don't think it's going to affect, but maybe everyday people who were just out in the world who really weren't really following Batman that much are probably much more hyped about it now. I'm actually kind of depressed and kind of feel a little bit down about the whole thing because I know I'm going to be watching the movie the whole time going, oh, Heath Ledger's dead. This sucks.
I don't know. Not me. I can accept it. I can, for example, go back in 1980, whatever it was, and watch I don't remember the name of the movie. The one Natalie Wood died in the middle of making that was kind of cool. It had virtual
headsets.
Why
don't you go with a cooler movie like The Crow?
Okay, The Crow. Exactly. I saw The Crow in 1994, and I loved The Crow no matter what. And it didn't. I was able to separate character from from the actor. That sort of thing just doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't get me. In other words,
I heard somebody mention that Heath Ledger should get an Oscar for his performance in Batman. Apparently it's that good.
That's fine.
I was thinking, how awesome would that be? I mean, it would be really awesome, not just
it's happened before.
Because of, well, I don't care if it's happened before, but this time it's Batman. I mean, it's a comic book movie. I mean, how awesome would it be?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I thought you meant how cool would it be that a dead guy got honored, but I think they've done that before. Either way, if they haven't or haven't, if he's that good, sure, dude. I have no problem with that. If he's the best performance of the year, do it. And that's good for everybody, including us. But listen to what Justin Chang of Variety says about this movie. An ambitious, full-bodied crime epic of gratifying scope and moral complexity. This is seriously brainy pop entertainment and satisfies every expectation raised by its hit predecessor, and then some. That's good.
Well, it doesn't satisfy one of my expectations, and it's that Rachel Dawes, or whatever her last name is, she didn't really look that good in the first movie, but damn it, she at least looked better than the girl in the second one.
I like her. She's fine. She's a better actress.
No, she's not. She's a better actress. She's like, you know what she looks like? She looks like the ugly girlfriend you got when your hot girlfriend dumped you.
She does have kind of a man face, little horse face, sort of.
Oh, and that's acceptable.
It makes her more realistic. Like, she's not just some paper doll. The other girl I didn't like much either. She kind of slurred, and she had Tom Cruise all... Dude, I'm not interested.
Oh, yeah, I mean... You know that's a sad thing. Has that ever happened to you that there's like a hot woman, but she had sex with somebody you hate, so now she's just ruined?
Yeah,
sure. But she looks like she's like what was our old joke about? I thought Julia Roberts was really good in Seabiscuit. It's kind of like that kind of face. she was a great Seabiscuit. Anyway, I think she's all right.
Family Guy. Isn't that from Family Guy?
I don't know. Was it? Maybe he stole it from me.
Yeah, I think so.
I've been telling that joke for 10 years. Hey, look at this, though. Well, I guess as long as that movie's been out. what was I about to say?
I don't know.
Well, in that case, let's take a break because it's the 32-minute mark. When we come back, plenty more to talk about. Maybe we'll get to it. Maybe we won't. But I wanted to talk a little bit about a couple of really cool things. If you got money, 360 price drop, people. Now might be the time. Also, the word fanboy was entered into the dictionary. We'll talk about that and more when our program continues. Hey, everybody. We are just going to talk real quick about some more cool Audible stuff. As you know, the show is occasionally sponsored by Audible.com, and you can get free audiobooks and all kinds of cool stuff. My daughter is really into a series of books called Warriors, and they have names like number 6 is, for example, Warriors, The New Prophecy 6, Sunset. Warriors, The New Prophecy 5, Twilight, and so on and so forth. It's about a bunch of talking animals, right?
Sort of.
All right, well, tell me what it's about.
Mostly about Thunder Clan, which is one of the clans of the forest. There's 4 clans, and there's always weird dangers in the forest and problems that are always happening in the books.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are these good books? Are they good fantasy books?
They're really good.
How many have you read?
9.
9 books. That's crazy. Well, did you know you can get these same books on Audible.com? That's correct. You can go find them right there. And if you go to audible.com/extralifeSSF, you got that? It's a great place to get a free audiobook. Thanks, Audible.com, for sponsoring the show.
Start that hocus pocus, boy. Things get out of focus. You and
the way. And we're back. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thank you for staying tuned or not turning off your iPod. All right.
Scott. You know what I'm thinking?
You're not going to say, we lost Brian. We lost Brian.
No, we haven't lost Brian.
Oh.
You know those TV shows, those TV talk shows where basically they, like, gather a bunch of people and, you know, they make him look like they're just visiting in their living room and having breakfast, and they talk about a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You know those shows?
Yeah.
Every time they come back from break, they're applauding. I mean, they're all like very happy and very exciting. They're all applauding their own show. We should do that.
We should do that. Maybe I'll do that this week. I have
like, you know, after the break, we'll just be here like, Brian, come on, do it with me.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do a big fake one. Here we go. So after the point, I'm going to bring it up. So after the break, we'll come right back. Stay right with us. And then here comes the clapping, and it's going, and it's happening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Woo!
Yeah, and then we come back. All right, we're back. Welcome back, everybody. Good to be here. And now they're clapping, and everyone's clapping. Okay, I'm going to add all that in. All right. Oh,
you know what we could do? We could do like a sitcom thing where every time we say something we think is funny, we add laughter.
Dude, people would leave our show in droves. If we had a laugh track, and by the way, I have a complete laugh track set where I can add every possible kind of laugh, shock laughter, small laughter. I have everything that they would use
and
on a show like that.
Funny?
What?
You know what's funny, though? I had watched some of these newer shows that on Fox, I forget the name of the stupid show, but they didn't have a laugh track, and I'd never watched a show before, and it was on Hulu, and I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be a comedy because they weren't cueing me when to laugh.
Well, they have a lot of shows like that now, though. Lots of shows.
Yeah, I'm like, is this supposed to be funny?
Yeah. If it's not funny, that's a problem. No
question.
You're
not telling me when to laugh. How am I going to know when it's funny?
Yeah.
That's right.
In the old days, there was no such thing as a comedy without a laugh track, but now shows like Scrubs and Arrested Development and countless others, they all are very funny. And by the way, I got to make a recommendation. I almost forgot. Keep going. I'll tell you in a sec.
Okay. The weird thing is, though, Arrested Development and Scrubs both have a voiceover. So is that part of it? I mean, can you step out of that reality? Is that what helps it?
I don't know. Not
still be funny without a laugh track? Or,
that's a good point. They do both do that, don't they? They both have like a narration. One of them is by Opie, and the other one is by the one dude.
Because I remember my wife had trouble watching The Office, and I did too when it first came out, because I was kind of the same way. I'm kind of like, this is very deadpan. It's like, you know, but it works for Steve Carell because there's nobody laughing. And I think laugh track would just kill that show.
Well, but, you got to think that laugh tracks had to have come out of this idea that people were afraid that it wouldn't be funny unless there was a laugh track. Like, laughter's infectious, so if you hear it, you laugh, right?
The funny thing is, remember those shows during the 80s and even some of the 70s, too, when they started adding laugh tracks to cartoons like Scooby-Doo?
Mm-hmm.
And
those are the worst. Because we were dumb enough to think that, there must be people laughing at this.
There must be audience there, and they're laughing.
These cartoon characters are real.
The funny thing is how they probably expected us to imagine the thing. Like maybe the artist had a bunch of people like over his shoulder going like, what's he drawing? What's he drawing? What's he drawing? Oh, look what he did.
Yeah.
And then the laugh.
All right. Well, I have a recommendation to make, and I'm a little late to this show. I didn't know if it was any good.
What? You're going to recommend Scooby-Doo?
No, I'm going to recommend a show that has Bruce Campbell in it.
Oh, sweet.
I had not heard about Burn Notice, the show I think it's USA Network does it. It's an original series.
Isn't that about like a spy that?
Yes, that basically gets erased by his own, by the government because of who knows what, and he's trying to find out why. And in the meantime, he like solves crime for people for money. So he's so good at this. Like he does it. This show's like a combination of MacGyver and a little bit of Dexter thrown in, and a little bit of Bruce Campbell makes it perfect, because Bruce Campbell's like one of his like inside.
All I can say is, being a child of the 80s, any show that solves crime while not actually being employed to solve crime is great. So.
It's awesome. You guys really like it. It's totally worth Hulu's got them off.
If the 80s taught us anything, it's that whenever life goes wrong for you, solving crime is what you do.
Yeah. And this show carries that on. It carries it along. And
I mean, look at my favorite crime solving show was The Wizard. I mean, he was a little person that invented stuff and solved crime. I mean, it's just what you do.
You like little people. Look, here's the thing
little people.
Here's the thing about the show. Bruce Campbell's awesome. That's all good and everything. But there is this Irish chick on it who is by herself without hearing her, not that hot, but with her accent, unbelievably hot.
Okay, now I gotta watch it.
It's good. It's way good. It's fun and it's good. I've only seen the pilot and the second episode, so I'm looking forward to eating up more. But Hulu.com has them all for free. Anybody can get them.
I can't get it. You know, you can't get Hulu if you're outside of the U.S.
No,
but
I
can if
that.
You go to the Open Hulu.
Open Hulu? I didn't know that existed.
I think that's right.
Are we gonna get in trouble for talking about that?
What's that now?
Are we gonna get in trouble?
No, they can't get in trouble for that because Hulu, as far as I've seen in their little contract thing, they allow you to embed their videos on your website.
Yeah, they do that. They embed it where I go and watch my videos, but I can never watch them because I'm not in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, here it is. OpenHulu.com. Go check that out. That's awesome.
Yes, I will. Yeah. I will. Do I have to pay for it?
No.
Nope.
Hulu's free, and so is that. Well, look at us. Helping small Mexican people pirate one day at a time. That's what we're all about.
Now, let me know if it works for you or not, because that's the theory anyway, that it does work. But
all right.
Don't worry. I'll let you know, Brian.
So see Burn Notice, people. It's good. It's fun. It's great. And Bruce Campbell is in it, and that's all you need to know. It's a great part. It's not the main dude, but it's a great bit part, and he's funny, and he's fat now, and he's just great. I love that guy.
He's fat?
Oh, he's fat.
How fat is he?
Not obese fat, like middle aged. I'm just too tired to get up fat.
Compared to you, is he fatter or
thinner? Way fatter. Way fatter. Dude, I'm not fat, by the way.
He's huge.
I am currently, by the way, I've lost 8 pounds. I am currently 220. I was 228 about 2 weeks ago. I'm on a diet. You want to hear my diet?
This is the part where you feel it necessary to clarify that you're very tall.
Yeah, I'm 6'4", so people are picturing the fat guy. 6'4", 220 is not that big, people.
No, that's pretty skinny.
But listen, here's my diet. This is the genius diet of all time. Eat
all beef.
Pineapple and tuna.
No, eat less food. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Simple as that.
You know, it's funny because I had to go to the nutritionist this weekend. And
for your rectal
his diet
exam?
For me was exactly the opposite.
Oh.
He said, you have to eat more food.
Well, yeah.
But not to put on weight, but actually to burn more fat. He said, you have to eat more food. You have to eat 8 times a day.
Yeah, because you're just eating freaking rabbit food, dude. You're eating leaves off trees and crap. That's all you eat. You need some meat in your diet.
He didn't say I needed to eat meat.
Because he knows you'd freak out and give him the kung fu or whatever.
All I know is every time I've ever talked to Obsidian before the show, he always like munching down on either Oreos or Doritos.
Yeah.
So,
which are very vegetarian-ish.
Well, as last time I checked, Doritos were not made of meat.
But if would be awesome.
I'll bet that if they were, Scott would just love those.
They're baked in a big vat of sweaty meat. I love it. Okay. Enough of that BS. All right, we're going to move on to this whole... I'm just wondering if this price drop is going to affect any of us. So the 360 has been officially dropped, $299 for the 20-gig version, $249 for the 60-gig, which is actually... No, I'm sorry, $349 for a 60-gig. Is that right? Yeah. $349 for a 60-gig that was just announced, and $399 for the Elite, which was previously four or whatever it was.
I hear that the arcade is still...
The what, Brian?
Go ahead. I hear the arcade is still having the same problems that the other ones were.
Like they're still breaking and stuff?
Yeah, the Red Ring of Death, yeah.
That's the only thing that really bugs me. But is this price any more palatable? Like is $299 or $349 any more closer to what you would pay for a 360?
Yeah, not bad. I mean, that's really a good price considering it has the hard drive in it. I mean, that is, you know, a really good price point. But I'm still just afraid to get one.
What if the 40 gig PS3 dropped to like $299? What would you do then?
Oh yeah, the PS3 definitely would have to get one. I mean, that would just be, you know, got your Blu-ray player right there, bam. You know, you got your stable system. I haven't heard nearly as much crap
about
that.
Brian, yeah. Wait a minute. You can't say bam like that. You got to mean it.
Bam, bam.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think if the PS3 was $299, I would get it. If $299 with the Xbox 360. I'm still skittish about the whole Red Ring of Death thing, considering that I know every single person that I know that has a 360 has had to send theirs back at least once.
But
wait a minute. I mean, you don't have to pay for this. I mean, right? If you buy it and it breaks,
send it back? No, but you have to put up the hassle of it. That's a bunch of crap. I hate sending crap back. You have to pay for the shipping.
But that's just stupid. I mean, not buying something because it might break.
It might break? It'd be like saying everybody you know has had theirs break. And I'm not talking about just one or two people. You know, I know tons of people who have them and they break. So, yeah.
It's like a 50% failure. It's a 50% failure rate.
No, I mean, you buy it, and if it breaks, you send it back. You don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, you do. Do you pay for the shipping? Somebody's got to pay for the shipping.
Well, for the Red Ring of Death, I think they do. But for anything else, they won't cover it. Even if it's under warranty, they won't cover it for the shipping.
Yeah, but we're talking about the Red Ring of Death.
I'm not buying something that has a high failure rate, period.
Yeah, so you listen. They basically said, look, we have at least a 40% or something like that. I can't remember the number, so forgive me. But
yeah.
It's like 40. It's high. It's like 40% failure rate. That is a published public knowledge failure rate. That is outrageous for any product of any kind.
Well, okay, look at it this way, okay? I can understand people not buying it here. For example, I wouldn't buy it here because if I buy it here and it breaks down, I'm basically screwed.
Yeah.
But if you buy it there and it breaks down, they're going to replace it. They're going to change it. They're going to fix it. So why not?
Okay, that's fine. Okay, let's say I get one. I get one tomorrow. it lasts 6 months.
No, Brian, now, if you're going to be so angry about it, don't get one.
Listen. You want me to tell you a reason why I don't want it? Because I'm afraid it's going to break. Okay, then fine. Okay, let's say I keep it for 6 months. All right, I like to explore everything on a box. So let's say I start buying the HD movies. I start getting the HD movies. When I send that sucker back, am I still going to have access to my HD movies? I don't know. I don't have time to research all that crap. I'm not going to take a chance on losing crap in saved games or whatever else I may spend, you know, hours and hours on that I might lose. And I have to worry about it every day going, okay, crap, is it going to break today? When's it going to break? When's it going to break?
Yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know why I'm defending the thing. I would much rather you just got a PS3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's my point. I mean, there's other things that the break could cause trouble with. I mean, you don't know, man. You just don't know how my kids drive me nuts when they lose saved games on their DS. If they spent weeks working on a game and I said, oh, sorry, Red Ring of Death again, got to send in the Xbox 360. I'm going to have to hear crap for a week. It ain't worth it.
You're not smacking them, man. I mean, you got to smack your kids around every now and then. It's important.
Yeah.
I mean, it builds character. I mean, I'm not talking about just when they misbehave. I mean, every now and then, I mean, if you just see them, you got to smack them. I mean, they got to learn to respect the back of your hand.
Dude, they respect that thing.
Yeah, that big old meaty thing. Hair on it. All right.
I got to tell you, I mean, I know him personally. He does have huge hands.
Yeah, you do have big hands. I've heard that about you. So I'm actually going to make a recommendation here. If a PS3 really does drop to a price of $299 and is in competitive range here, this might be the first time I would actually recommend a PS3 to somebody and say, you know, I mean, there's still the overwhelming size of and quality of library on the 360. Nobody can argue with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I admit that all day long. But I feel like I am a ticking time bomb over here. I know mine's going to die. I just know it. And I don't like to have something that I paid good money for where I feel like I've got such limited time with it. It bugs me.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I bought my second retail PS3 game, people. I got Metal Gear Solid, which I still haven't beat. And I picked up, because I'm a sucker for it, make fun of me if you want, but it's one of my favorite games for just sort of casual, lay back, and have fun games. It's kind of a zen experience. And that is Hot Shots Golf.
Nice. I love Hot Shots Golf.
Open toe.
That's like one of my favorite games on the PSP.
Yeah.
Scott, can I if the PS3 price drops, can I have yours?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Excellent.
When I said yes, I meant no.
Oh.
Sorry. I get those confused. I apologize. All right, let's talk about something a little bit weird. Fanboy was entered into the dictionary, not some specific fanboy, the actual word. So every year there's hundreds, sometimes thousands of new words added, and I think some are even deprecated and removed. I don't know how that works, but...
defecated?
Defecated, yeah.
Yeah, and after you defecate it, you got to remove that because it starts to stink.
You got to get it out of there. So Here's the definition they gave fanboy, and it did enter into the pantheon of whatever I'm trying to say.
Do you even know what a pantheon is?
Yes. Merriam-Webster is the dictionary, and here's the definition. Fanboy. A noun. Okay? It's a noun.
Yeah. Oh, good.
A boy who is enthusiastic. No, excuse me.
A boy? It seriously
wait,
a boy.
It does. It says a boy who is an enthusiastic devotee, such as of comics or movies or video game consoles, you could add. But yeah, isn't that interesting that it's
that's weird.
Why a boy?
Isn't that just the definition of a fan?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was about to say,
exactly.
And what's so funny about it is like anybody would be sitting there going, hey, what are they talking about? Fanboy? Where's my Webster dictionary? Let me pop it out and see what that means. Here it is. Fanboy. Now.
You make a really strong point. What about fangirls? Is this a non-gender specific denotation?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking.
I would much prefer. Yeah.
Fan person. I mean, you got to be a fan person.
That's true.
That's the way you got to enter it in the dictionary. If you're going to be
so
a fan,
stupid.
It's a person.
So
otherwise,
stupid.
It's just, I mean, this is discrimination.
Yeah.
I mean, women deserve to be in the dictionary too. And you, if you look up woman in the dictionary, it's not going to be man without a penis. It's going to be, it's going to be a big definition about a woman.
I also wonder why can't it be fan man instead of fan boy?
Fan man. That's good. I like fan.
Why did that stick?
Fan man sounds like one of those people that you see in the movies. That's this half nude guy with a big fan.
Yeah,
like
the old like Spartacus movies and stuff. They always standing there.
That's a fan man.
Well, I was thinking of something maybe like in the in the movie behind the scenes.
Oh,
like a gaffer,
like the key grip.
Boy.
Yeah, key grip.
Fan man.
Yeah.
Fan man running around with a fan.
Mr. Cruz, are you hot? Are you hot, Mr. Cruz?
Oh, I'm hot, all right, he says in his stupidest voice.
Let me blow on you.
All right. Well, there's enough of that. Fanboy is now in the dictionary, so that joins podcast. And
keep in mind, if you're a female, you're not in the dictionary.
Yeah. Furt is in the dictionary. I'm kidding. I wish it
really?
Was. I wish it was. It is not. All right, let's do something we haven't done for... literally, I think a year or more.
All right.
We're going to play the name game. I had some requests for this, something I wanted to do again. We're going to play the name game. This is where I say we'll start with Brian, and we'll give you a list of names, and you say the first thing that comes to your mind. We're just doing this for fun. I don't know why. This show is random as hell. Here we go. You ready?
Go.
Brian's turn. Number one, tree.
Botox.
Excellent.
I was going to say Botox no matter what you said.
Oh, well, then that's not really playing the game
honest.
Properly.
He's honest.
All right. Hellboy.
Two.
All right. Engine block.
Broken.
Really? Are you having some trouble?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I have a truck. It's got a crack in the engine block.
Toaster.
Fuck, you have a minivan.
Toaster.
Strudel.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Strudels.
By the way, the children's book author who wrote The Brave Little Toaster killed himself the other day. Jerk.
No.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
That speaks loads about his optimistic message, doesn't it?
I'm telling you.
Don't like it when people do that when they're jerk. You know what? I'm going to have to edit that out because people are going to ream me for
that. Wait,
You better mark
that.
I'm just
not going to comment on it.
All right, last one. Roman candle.
Up my butt. Oh, no, that's not right.
What did you do on the 4th? All right.
Yeah, Roman candle. Yes, the only thing I can think of. Roman candle.
It's O's turn.
All right,
good.
You ready? Here we go. First word, rusty.
Nail.
All right, trouble.
In Little China.
All right. Genius.
Me.
No, I thought he was going to say real or something.
Really? I thought I was going to say not Scott or something like that.
Actually, your last answer should have been for this one. The next one is flaccid.
Oh. Can I call names?
Yeah, you can call names. Flaccid.
Well, no. I'm. Oh, wait. Flaccid? Fluffer.
Okay. Excellent. Didn't they have
a... know what a fluffer is?
No, but didn't you, did you know that the Olympics were held in Lake Placid, New York, one year? I'm kidding.
Well, let me make you a smarter person today.
Do
Scott.
It. Do it.
A fluffer in a porn movie is the guy that has the unfortunate job of helping the actors keep themselves...
This does not exist
in
this life.
I can say...
This does not exist. Dude,
come on, Brian, help me out here. Rex,
all I know is that... All I know is Scott's going to have to up the rating on this episode.
No kidding. The fluffer.
Come on, it's a job. The guy gets paid.
That job does not exist.
All I want to know is why you're watching the credits to see what people are doing.
Well, my gosh. The fluffer in a movie, if you were the fluffer in a porn movie, would you stay after the movie and like point out your job to the girl? You're like, there's my name.
Don't put my title in there.
Why don't those guys have a key grip? All right.
Yeah, so that makes more sense.
Last word. Ready?
Okay.
Drop off.
Dump. Crap. Turd.
Hey, you got three words. No fair. Freak. Yeah. All right. Well, there's the name game, and that, folks, is another episode of Extra Life Radio. Man, what a haze of craze that was. That little episode right there. Man, big week this week. Nerdtacular's coming. Stuff is on the rise. Hey, big thanks to our sponsors of this here episode. Want to thank GoDaddy once again. Remember, if you go to GoDaddy.com and use the codes Life1, Life2, or Life3 to buy domains and do other stuff, you're going to save money, and that helps us. So check those codes and use those when you go to GoDaddy.com. Also, want to thank YouBuyNow.com. Those guys are great. Using the code EXTRALIFE saves you 10% on your next purchase at youbuynow.com, so go check those guys out. And finally, and certainly not least, I want to thank typefrag.com, our latest sponsor. If you need a Ventrilo server, if you need one for your clan, for your guild, or for your whatever, even if you just need it to hang out with your buddies, nobody does them better. We have our own, and it is awesome. These guys do a great job, so check out typefrag.com and tell them we sent you. That will do it for this episode, folks. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call. That number is 801-471-0GOB. If you want to email us, that is extraliferadio@gmail.com. And for everything else you'll ever need to know, visit myextralife.com. That's where you'll find my comic, the blog, the forums, and everything else. If you want to visit and see what O's up to, go to commissioncomic.com. And, of course, Brian can be found at missiondeep.com, as well as his other show, comicscoasttocoast.com. Good stuff all around. We'll see you guys next week for show 190. Post-Nerdtacular! That came back after having a face hugger. They're all like, "Oh, you look okay now. Yeah, I feel pretty good. I'm really hungry. Okay, come in here and eat some stuff."
You know what's